Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight we're going to continue in Simushin Chav Ches. Tonight we are, Bez Hashem, doing Se'ifim, Lamed, Amlav, Lambez, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, and Lamed Hey. This is page Kuf Samach Zayin, Amud Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishin Ishmita Perkyoto or Aglumim Komo. If a person has a dislocated limb, an arm or a leg, Lo Yishav Shenu Harbe Bitzonin, you shouldn't rub it vigorously with cold water, Shizer Rufuaso, because that's a type of Rufua, El Rochitz Kedarkov in Misrape Nisrape. You wash it normally, and if it gets better, it gets better. Says it means that it's dislocated. And we'll get back to this in Sif Mem Zayin. Lamed Aleph. Tziporin Shepersha. Vitzitzin Shein Kamin Ritzuos Dakos. If you have a fingernail that's partially off, or hangnail skin near the nails that are partially peeled, Shepershu Meora Etzba Savva Tziporin, that have separated from the skin around the fingernail, in Pershu Ruben Klapi Maila, if it's mostly off and it's facing Klapi Mala, Umitzarus or so, and it's causing you some pain, Lasiron Biad Mutter, then it's Heter Gomer to remove it by hand, Bekli Pater Avalasar, to remove it with an instrument would be Pater Avalasar. Lo Pershu Ruben, but if you don't have that qualification of it being rove off, then Biad Pater Avalasar, then to remove it by hand is still Asar Midrabanan, and Bekli Chayev Chatos, and to remove it by Kli is going to be Nisr Darai. So one of the qualifications that we required is that it be klape milo. So what does that mean? So Rashi says klape milo, klape roshi etzba usav, that in the direction toward the tip of your fingers. For Rabbeinu Tam Pirushtainu klape aguf, that milo means no, more closer to your body, that it's in that direction that it's peeling off. V'tzaruch lachush l'shnei pirushim, and we have to be choshesh that either one of those things might mean klape milo, and therefore we never have a heter to remove a nail or a piece of skin or a piece of skin, at least, that goes in one direction or the other, because we always have to be choshesh that it's not klape maila. Sif katan sadi hei, im pershu ruban, bit tziporin, hainu rov tziporin, bit tzitzin kasar prima godim, ein yoder rov zeh me'ayin maschil. By a fingernail, you could see when it's rov, because the fingernail is only so large. By skin, how do you determine what's called rov separated? Rov of your body? That's hard to imagine. Vashra dainu kol shadar me'adam liklov shom. It could be whatever rov of the area that a person would normally peel in that area. Im niklaf harov mi menu kital shtami. So if it's rove peeled, then we consider that it's no longer attached to the body. La sirim biad mutter. So to remove it by hand is mutter. Dekevin shapir shuruban krovli nate ku kital shndamya. Because since it's mostly separated, it's about to fall off anyway, and it's as if it's already off. Hilkoch makom tsar lugos rabbanon. So makom tsar the rabban runakos ekshum esir al deshinoi dan biado. As long as you take it off with the shinoi, like by hand. Vitzarich lizar shleyotzi damba. You still need to be careful not to cause yourself to bleed, but lo pershu ruban, if it's not mostly detached, who adin dafilu lo pershu klal pater biyadu, the same is true. If it's not detached at all, then it's pater if you do it by hand, dein derech litlosh biyad, because it's not the derech to be tolish biyad. The point is that it's still going to be aser. It's still going to be in a semi drabanan, even though you're doing it biyad. Chayiv chatos, who told the gozes, if you're in violation of the daraisa, meaning it's mostly attached and you take it off with a kli, so you did everything kedarko, so then you're chayiv chatos because you did gozes. And because we're choshesh for both perushim of what klape maila means, so we never have all the criteria that makes it mutter, and therefore it's always going to be aser to pull it off biyad, even when it's perushu ruban. Sif lamid beis, hachoshesh peshina, if someone has a toothache, lo yigma behem chometz v'yiflot, he shouldn't do a rinse with vinegar and spit it out. Avon legameo boleo metablo bokadarko, but he could dip foods in vinegar and eat, and he can drink vinegar in a way that would normally be drunk. Hachoshesh begron, if someone has a throat ache, lo yarerenu b'shemen, you should not gargle oil and then spit it out. Aval boleu shemen v'nisrape nisrape, but you could swallow oil, again, by using it as a dip or something like that, and if you get better, then you get better, but then it's being taken kiderech achila. Sivkat and kuf, hachosh b'shinov asalam aleinu yudi lasa seiz adavir l'rafua, and you can't ask an eni yehudi to do something for you, v'afilu davar shurak mishum shvus, even just in this drabanon, kivin shurak mechosh b'alma, because you're not really a chola, it's only a mechosh b'alma. Alma. Ah, Chimesh, Tsargod, the Machmas, a cave of Bavors and Achlus Kol Gufo, Mutalaso Sal Yodo, Afilum Lachadaresa. If a person rises to the category of a Cholashain Bosakana, then you could do Amirul Nachri even on a Daraisa, Kadel Basif Gimlain Shambaga. Lo Yigma, the Muchamilso Shulu Rafoy. You can't rinse and spit out because then it's obvious that you're doing it for Rafoy. Vafilisho Sacharkach, Vacharkach Yivla Asir. And on the vinegar, even if you leave it in your mouth for some time and then swallow it, it's going to be aser. Because what are you rinsing it around your mouth for? That's also obviously for refuah. When we talk about vinegar, schnapps is the same din. But when it comes to schnapps, you can rinse it around your mouth and then swallow it. You just can't rinse it and then spit it out. So neither of them can you rinse and spit out. Both of them you can just have kidarko, swallow kidarko, but when it comes to rinsing and then swallowing, by vinegar, no, by schnapps, yes. Odkasav duad din dasalitin alashen negelech o spiritus v'subin chamin. You're also not allowed to put on your tooth a cloves or alcohol or hot bran. Dekol zemuch shul refuah, because all those things are obviously the refuah. Im lo dekav leituvim shem sar kol gufo, unless you're chalashen basakano k'dal b'sev yudzayin. Vayin sham le'el dal yidei yisrael mutar dafka al yidei shinoi. That we said that if a Jew is doing it, then it has to be al yidei shinoi. Achayad masik sham dimi. If you can't do it with a shinoi, you could do it without a shinoi. You shouldn't gargle. Pirush yasha shemen bepiv, to keep the shemen in your mouth. Even if you'll swallow it in the end, because when you're swishing it around your mouth, it's obvious, or gargling it, it's obviously that you're doing it for a refuah. Certainly, if you're going to spit it right back out. But there are those that are matir if you swallow it in the end. So again, when it comes to gargling because of a throat ailment, you're certainly not allowed to gargle and spit out. You certainly are allowed to just drink the stuff and have it in the normal way, have the shemen in the normal way. Machlokes, whether you're allowed to gargle and then swallow. B'shemen, v'afilum nosen Hashem l'toch anigron, who meisilka aser. Even if you put it into meisilka, it's going to be aser. Boleo hu shemen, v'yesh osrin bazeh, u'maska magen vrom, t'alei kol fi ha'makom v'azman. There are those that aser swallowing the oil as well. Magen Avram says it all depends on the time and place. The main derech abriyim levosham shemen b'somakom aser k'mash kasav b'siflam zayin. If no normal healthy person would ever do that, then it's aser, because then it's obvious that you're doing it for refuah. Siflam and gimel goneach mutalino chol me'abeim. If a person is in pain from a heart condition, they're allowed to suckle milk directly from an animal. Dibimkom tsar lo gozer rabbanon. Even though that's a nisur drabbanon, b'makom tsar the rabbanon not gozer. V'yeshom shemen lo el tsar shel ra'av aser linuk me'abeim b'shabbes. And if a person has only pain from hunger pains, then he's not allowed to be yonek from an animal on Shabbos, on Yontif, yes, but not on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkata and Kuvav, Konech, Mikev Libo Shufasalina Kov Rotech Mea Behema. It's some sort of heart condition where having hot milk straight from an animal will be a refuah. The Bamakum Sara, Hainu Aftik, Khalifa Sabemumidaraisum Shum Faridu told the Dadash, even though normally milking a mammal is a violation of a Malachadar Raisa, it's a told of dash k'moshuk savan reisim shinchav mikal makom zeshu al yedei yenika do rakalachiyad. But when you suckle straight from the animal, that's an unusual thing for a human to do, and therefore lo avirakis from idrabanan v'itiru bezeh. So it knocks it down to idrabanan, and therefore becomes motor v'yafte kaimelandu b'kol chol yishen v'sakana omaleinu yudivose. Even though we said by any chol yishen v'sakana, you're allowed to ask a nachri to do something for you. So how come we don't mention asking a nachri to do this for you? Hachashani derufu shelo hulinok be'atzmo. And over here, you can't ask a nachri to do it for you because the holy refuah is that you're suckling directly. If you weren't suckling directly, then it wouldn't be a refuah. V'yesh omrim she'im. And then we said a yesh omrim that if you only have hunger pains, you're not allowed to suckle from an animal. Ha'ilashon yesh omrim meduktok. There should be no words yesh omrim over here. D'mashma d'zor shon amutar b'shabbos afilu mishum tzarav, because that would imply that it's mutter according to the first opinion, even just for hunger pains. But the first opinion didn't say anything about this. And it could be that if there's someone that disagrees with whatever this Yesh Omrim is saying, they disagree in the other direction, and they hold that it's not only Asar and Shabbos, it's Asar and Yom Tov also. Ella Din B'Fnei Atzma, who this is an independent, standalone Din, Yesh Posum Shemachakim, Yesh Shabbos, Yom Tov, Lin, Tzar, Ra'av, that if a person has pain, has hunger pains, and he wants to be Yonik from a Behema, they're a post going to say, no on Shabbos, yes on Yom Tov. Kasva Bachveli Rabbi Dalach Hayeshomrim, and we pass like the Yeshomrim. Also, Linok, the Dafkimishim Tsar Choli, Yitirav Lobazeh. Only for a Tsar of a Choli you're allowed to be Yonik, but not for this. To Al Kolpanim Mefarik Lachriyad, because this is still Mefarik Lachriyad. Bishabis, Avil Biyom Tov Mutter, but you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, Vimelo in Yudi Lachlov Al Yado, if you don't have any Yudi to do it for you. Vim Yeshal Machal Lachlov Bo, Also Linok Befiv Gambi Yom Tov. Now, if you have food that you can milk the animal directly, where the milk goes directly into the food, then you're not allowed to be yonik with your mouth, even on Yom Tov, el yachlov l'tocha machl, so then you should do it directly into the food. K'mosh kosov sim tov kof hei. Sif lam adalit. Lo teka li isha chalv mitadeha l'tocha kos l'tocha hagedera v'tanik espina. That if a woman wants to put milk, wants to pump milk into a bottle, and then feed that bottle to a child, that is aser. Says the Mishabura, misha mefarek, it's a malachat ha'raisav, mefarek. So it's a tolda of dash, and therefore it's going to be an iser dar raiser. Shlomo Zalman Arbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilch says having a major kula, and that is that if a woman feels that the baby hasn't latched yet, and she very very much wants that her baby should only have mommy's milk, and she doesn't want to be supplementing with formula, even though formula is perfectly fine and healthy and whatever, but the mommy has a right to say my baby's only going to get mommy's milk, and the baby has a right to mommy's milk, and if this is the only way the baby's going to have sufficient amount of mommy's milk. Rav Shlomo Zalman is makel that she is allowed to pump into a kli and save it in that way, even though it's a malacha d'oraisa. But you're allowed to do that malacha d'oraisa for pikuach nefesh, and a baby's nutrition is pikuach nefesh. And his chiddush is that even a baby's nutrition of having mommy's milk over a formula is considered on some level pikuach nefesh. Sif lamidhei mutalisha lekalech meachalav kadei sheyachus hatinok hadad v'yonik. If the baby's not latching, so she can squirt some milk into the mouth of the baby to get him to latch, and that's okay. But you're not allowed to squirt some of the milk from her breast onto someone who has some sort of evil spirit overtaking him, because that is not really dangerous. Into the baby's mouth. When someone just has a ruach ra, it's not dangerous and it's not a tsar yaseira. But if it were a tsar yaseira, it would be mutter because it's a malach shen shricha Lugufa. So to summarize what we learned tonight, first we said that if someone dislocated an arm or a leg, they're not allowed to rub it vigorously with cold water, but they could wash it normally. Then we said that partially detached nails and skin can be removed by hand if they were mostly detached, and you're in pain, and it's klape maila. But since we don't know what direction klape maila is, we can never be makel. Then we said that if your tooth or throat hurts, you cannot rinse and spit out vinegar or oil or schnapps, but you can drink it. And there's discussion about whether you can rinse and then swallow it, to keep it in your mouth and for some time, and then swallow it. More reason to be makel by schnapps than by vinegar. Then we said that someone in pain from a heart condition can suckle milk from an animal. Someone with hunger pains cannot do so from an animal on Shabbos, but may do so on Yom Tov. And finally, we said that a woman is not allowed to pump breast milk into a kli, but she may squirt some milk into the baby's mouth in order to get the baby to latch. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow night, I plan to be back in time for a regular time and place. Shin Chav Ches, Ifim Lamed Vav, through Lamed Ches. Okay, have a good night.